USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
Today's episode brings you a special introduction of the new Veterans Voice team. Paul Watson, the new host of Veterans Voice, shares his story with Veterans Voice coordinator Angie Baker-Saunders and why he is here with a passion for nonprofits. Enjoy the conversation up ahead.
And hot! Welcome to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wirenut Home Services.
Hello, listeners. My name is Paul Watson, the new host of Veterans Voice, alongside my co-host, Angie Baker-Saunders. This episode, we're going to just do a little introduction about ourselves and why we're so passionate about nonprofit organizations and helping veterans and soldiers.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to be here with you today, Paul, talking about what we're doing here and the why of it, and also about what brings you into the seat of Veterans Voice host chair.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy story, actually. I work for another nonprofit called the Special Forces Foundation. I was just retired. I put 22 years in the military, some National Guard, but I did 13 years Special Forces, just retired here at the end of July. I've been working with the Special Forces Foundation since about 2018 and took over as the chief of staff here at the beginning of this year in January. Really found my passion and love with nonprofits. Did a podcast here at Mount Carmel a couple of months ago for suicide prevention. It's called Shatter the Silence. Then they called me a little while after and offered me the position to take over as a host. And so here I am.
Always a fun job. And I'm also here part-time, if you will, just in the background, putting together the coordination pieces of the storytelling and figuring out what we're going to talk about. Sometimes. It's a joint effort.
Let's be honest, Angie, you're the glue.
Well, hopefully it's sticky enough. But we're both here because we love nonprofits and especially these nonprofits in our Colorado Springs community that specifically focus on helping military veterans and military veteran families. And so that was a little bit of your work with the Special Forces Foundation as well, right?
And absolutely. Yeah. It was, you know, the big emphasis with the Special Forces Foundation is obviously the Green Beret. I don't know if you guys, everyone knows this, but Special Forces and Green Beret are synonymous. Everybody else that's not a Green Beret is Special Operations. I always have to say that. our emphasis is on the Green Beret, making sure we can either, one, get them back into the fight, or two, make them a better family member, a better father, a better husband, you know. But we also emphasize, which makes us kind of stand apart a little bit, is we have just as much of an emphasis on the families. Mm-hmm. Because a Green Beret with a broken family is just as bad as a broken Green Beret. And we really want to make sure that spouse is happy, healthy, along with the kids. With also the Gold Star families. If you're not familiar, Gold Star family is a family whose spouse was killed in action. And we make sure that they stay in the family. Mm-hmm. Because too many times the military, you know, get the survivor benefits, and these families just kind of drift off. Right. Well, we come in right behind and make sure that they are always within our family. We just recently purchased a car for a Gold Star last month. Found herself on some hard times, and mm-hmm. you know, and so we came in and made sure that she was taken care of. So those are the kind of things that we do with the foundation. It's how I found my passion with mm-hmm. nonprofit organizations. Because let's be honest, there's no such thing as a unselfish act. I do it because I love helping, mm-hmm. and it makes me feel good because it's amazing.
Well, and as humans, right, we're wired to be a community. I mean, and so community is really what this is all about. And here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, it's a lot of the same idea of being the community, being the lifeline, the many types of support that Mount Carmel offers, whether it's transition and employment or behavioral health services, all of the work that we do with our partners to really make sure that our veterans and the families, military families, and even active duty folks like get the help that they need. And while Special Forces Foundation is focused on Green Berets, you know, the unique thing, which is the unique thing for Special Forces Foundation, Mount Carmel is anyone and everyone, all branches, all, you know, it doesn't matter where you're coming from, what your story is. We're here to help.
Yeah, that's one of the crazy things about walking in the doors here. You know, working with the Special Forces Foundation, it was the community is so small.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very small team. We don't have a brick and mortar, but I'm still pretty busy with the community that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But walking in these doors and realizing that it's not just Special Forces, it's mm-hmm. not just the Army, it's everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of resources that you have to help out all of these veterans is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, mm-hmm. it's almost overwhelming walking through here. Like, for gosh sakes, you have a glasses, optometry
right.
downstairs.
Yeah, our VOPA, which is veteran optometry. You know, we make sure that we bring our partners in literally if they need a space. We want to work with our partners to make sure that they have this space to do what they need to do to make the lives of veterans a better place, and make the lives of veterans easier. And so, yes, absolutely. When you walk through the doors of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, you will be greeted with the front desk, making sure you get to where you need to go. And there are a lot of places mm-hmm. that you can go for all kinds of help. Yeah,
and that's
definitely.
One thing, you know, working with my foundation or the foundation and now working with Mount Carmel, it's one thing I want to explain to everybody is everybody that does this loves to do it. They love mm-hmm. to do it. They love to help these veterans, the active duty soldiers in cases. And sometimes we have to beg them people to help us because they don't feel like they deserve it.
Right.
They don't feel like they're worth it. But mm-hmm. everybody who signed the dotted line is. In mm-hmm. my eyes, I don't care if you got kicked out of the military. You made the effort and took the chance to fight for your country.
Right.
And so that's what these services are for. It's for, I don't care if you were a general 36 years in the military or you were an E3 that happened to get on some bad times and were kicked out. The same thing is afforded to everybody mm-hmm. in between there. And the people that do it love it. And if you didn't come through these doors, then we wouldn't have a job. So please, come in the doors.
Because we like our jobs.
We like our jobs.
and we love what we're doing for the community, truly. Yeah, and you said, you know, like everybody's story is different. Well, Paul, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story? I know that you were a Green Beret for mm-hmm. 13 years.
13,
right?
Yeah.
But 22 years service total,
yeah,
correct?
So I joined, I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska. I joined back in February of 2001 is when I swore in. My family came on some hard times. They had sent my three older sisters to college. My dad said, "Hey, I don't know if we can afford it." He might have said that because he knew I'd probably done horrible in college back then. But you know, but so I was like, "No problem, I got it." So February 14th, I swore into the Nebraska National Guard, and because I was still a senior in high school, they sent my date for the delayed entry program to September 25th of 2001. So this 18-year-old kid who signed up for college money watches the towers go down, and my phone starts blowing up like, "Are you going to have to go straight to war?" And I'm like, "Yeah, pretty much. I think so." And I was terrified.
Wow.
But, you know, 22 years later, I obviously made a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even get deployed until 2007.
Right.
I was in Coast FOB Salerno, Afghanistan for all of 2007 for a full year. And when I was there, I met some Special Forces guys, super awesome guys.
And that's where you were like, "Oh, I want to do that."
100%. Like, they had the beards and these big, huge dudes. And I was like, "I'm going to do that." So I came back from that deployment, started training up, and went to Special Forces Assessment
nice.
And Selection.
Mm-hmm.
Selection on November of 2009, started the Q course, the Special Forces Qualification course. In 2010, January, and then graduated May of 11, and pretty much immediately went active duty right after that and went to 10th group. So
nice. And I look forward to hearing more about that. But Now we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Optum Colorado. Veterans Voice is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum Colorado and Mountain View Medical Group, part of Optum, offer 20 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. Optum is dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit OptumCare.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today.
Medicare Mentors. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned and a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they're there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information.
All right, and we're back. And we have a few more minutes in this segment, which is talking a little bit more about Paul and you, Paul, what's brought you here, and also your experience and the purpose you found maybe during your active duty time versus what was life like on the other side, and how that has you where you are now.
Yeah, so left off, joined, went active duty and showed up to 10th Group as a Green Beret. I was an 18 Bravo weapons sergeant. And I'm not sure if anybody knows much about Green Berets, but our sole job, not sole job, our main job is teachers. We go around the world and we teach other special operations forces. And my job as an 18 Bravo was weapons. So I was intimately familiar with over 200 different type of weapon systems, tactical, 250 different type of weapon systems, and expert in tactics. So that's what I taught. Later on, I became a warrant officer. So if anybody knows anything about warrant officers, they're the technical expert of their field. So I was supposed to be a technical expert of everything special forces. If I didn't know it, I knew where to find it. So then I was teaching my guys, mentoring my guys to teach them how to teach, which kind of flowed into the job I have now with nonprofits. So I actually, last year, had some medical issues. I had a bad EKG, which almost resulted in a heart attack. It was all due to stress and anxiety. The pot finally boiled over. As the analogy goes, I wasn't really taking care of my mental health all that well, and compartmentalizing, and finally it boiled over, and it all almost resulted in a heart attack. So they took me off a team, and I lost my purpose overnight. I was devastated. Wow. Scary. I mean, I'd been a Green Beret for such a long time.
New world now, all of a sudden.
Yeah. And but I had been working with the foundation, and my boss for the foundation gave me a permanent role, a named position. And, I found my purpose again very quickly. And to me, it's a better purpose. And mm-hmm. It's to help veterans. It's to help active duty soldiers. It's to help all these people that feel like they don't deserve the help. Mm-hmm. They don't need the help. But we go out there and find it for them. Right. And now, went from teaching, military, mm-hmm. tactics, weapons, teaching Green Berets. But now I'm teaching people how to take care of themselves. After this break, Angie and I will be back talking about our passion for nonprofits and Mount Carmel Veteran Services, and the introduction of both of us as the new team for Veterans Voice.
You're listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, providing non-crisis counseling for veterans with no referral or insurance required. Locations in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Trinidad. To schedule an appointment, call 719-309-4758.
We are back, and Paul and I are still chatting about why we are here with Veterans Voice. And right before the break, Paul, you were talking about how your work as a Green Beret, a lot of it was leading and teaching, and how it was so gratifying to see the benefit and the impact that your leadership and your knowledge and teaching could make in the world. And so now that seems to be a lot of your purpose and passion now is leading, teaching, and helping our community.
Yeah, for sure. When I first joined SF, I was an 18 Bravo, which is a weapons sergeant. So I taught weapons. Then I had transitioned to a warrant officer back in 2019. And then my job was to basically help teach a team of SF guys, be the senior guy with the, you know, the most leadership or the most experience at the time on the team. But now my job is to teach the active and veteran community how to, you know, one, like I said before, be a better soldier through behavior health, through finding purpose. And then the veterans and helping them with that transition out of the military. Because let me tell you, just retiring in July, not an easy thing. Transition is tough. And it's tough because of all the paperwork, all the red tape and everything. But it's also tough to find purpose in life, a job, and navigating the VA realm is crazy. But I found that, you know, I did the hard work. I went to all the briefs that nobody likes to go to. I paid attention. I took notes so I can impart that knowledge on people. But then I have a huge passion for behavior health too. Whether you're active duty or a veteran, I believe that everybody should have a counselor. The stigma has fallen off, guys and girls. Like, the stigma is gone. We need to normalize behavior health. And that's what I try to teach, is a counselor is giving you tools for the toolbox. You don't need to be completely messed up to go to a counselor. You just need that unbiased opinion of someone that can get you from point A to point B, validate or devalidate your decisions, but just add tools to the toolbox.
And right. Then, you know, an outside perspective too.
100%. Yeah.
Somebody who's removed from the situation, who can see what you're going through from a bird's eye perspective.
And if you're asking other soldiers, yeah, that's great. Asking other Green Berets, yeah, that's great. But there's a lot of people out there that are good at listening and telling you, you know, hey, that's not right or this is right. But that licensed counselor actually has the skills to get you from point A to point B. And they have no clue about your situation in life. Mm-hmm. They just know the skills that can help people through these situations.
Right.
Don't be afraid if they're not military, but sometimes it helps. But yeah, that's kind of my passion, I would say, with the suicide pandemic and the behavior health pandemic through the foundation. We're really on the forefront of non-standard care also with things like ketamine, these veterans, you know, with the psilocybin, with the ayahuasca, these different psychedelics that the science is really there proven to help these guys. And we're trying to get this stuff approved. Ketamine's already approved for active duty soldiers, which is great. But just being on the forefront of getting guys help.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. Being here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, behavioral health, really wraparound services, because we also work with transition employment and really help veterans, military families connect with those wraparound services that help you no matter where you are in active duty or in transition and finding your purpose and passion. Why you and I are both really excited to be here, because our job here at Veterans Voice is to tell the stories that matter. My background, I have been in marketing and communications for a while, and my favorite clients or my favorite work was always working with nonprofits to help them tell their story, because nonprofits tend to have a story that really matters, and Mount Carmel has a story that really matters. And, you know, we're a giant military town. I mean, everybody you talk to that you know has some kind of connection with the military. And when you really like zoom out into the bigger picture, then these military families and military and veteran folks are, you know, across our nation and often don't have the resources or the local organizations that can really help them lift up and put together the pieces. And we here at Veterans Voice are a local voice, but we also are really excited to help carry the mission and the message further than just where we're sitting. I'm really excited to be here because the behavioral health piece, because the transition piece, and helping folks know that you are not alone and that's
the biggest thing.
Yeah, that wherever you are in your transition, it's going to be okay. And there are nonprofits like Mount Carmel. So with that, we have a couple more words from our sponsors.
Colorado Computer Support. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computer needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440 to learn more. That's 719-355-2440.
The Wirenut Home Services. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Veterans Voice partner, the Wirenut Home Services, is the company you can count on to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. They're family-owned, proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the Wirenut does that. Call 719-399-5021. That's 719-399-5021.
You know, Angie, what you were saying about Mount Carmel is very true, and it's amazing when I walked in these doors here. I know we've been saying a lot about the Special Forces Foundation here, but that's just because of my background. But the Special Forces Foundation is like, it's very finite, right?
It's focused.
It's a small community that we help. But I walk in the doors here to Mount Carmel, and it's every branch, every service.
All are welcome.
And everybody's welcome mm-hmm. here. And one thing I want to tell listeners here is that understand when you have these nonprofit organizations, when you have Mount Carmel, everybody that's in this building here loves what they do. We have to beg veterans sometimes and soldiers sometimes to help them. We have to beg mm-hmm. because they don't feel like they're worth it. They don't Absolutely. Feel like people want to help them. But I don't care. Like the last show we had, I mean, a guy got chaptered out of the Air Force.
Right.
He had legal problems.
Andrew Roebuck. Right.
Yep, Andrew
right.
Roebuck. Mm-hmm. And he's just as much a priority to these foundations mm-hmm. as the person that served 22 years, had a glorious career, because you're a veteran. You signed the dotted mm-hmm. line. You deserve these services. You deserve what is in these doors. So come by here, call here if you're having troubles with anything, because everybody in these organizations love. It's their passion to help people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And every story is different. And I see sometimes people think, okay, my story isn't enough. It doesn't matter. Right. And earlier before we were recording, Paul, you and I were talking about that. And it's like, no, every story does matter. No two stories are the same.
Exactly.
Trauma is trauma. A difficult time is a difficult time. And the way my brain processes one, you know, issue or event is different than the way your brain or somebody else's brain will process that event. So there's never any shame, or there should not be stigma about who needs help with what. We all have that moment when we're like, hey, you know, I'm going to need some help, or I just don't know how to get from point A to point B. And Mount Carmel is really great about helping folks get from point A to point B and then figuring out point C. Mm-hmm. And it's just really fantastic to see how all the different departments come together with their own areas of expertise. And because we all love what we do, mm-hmm. we'll hear a story, even if it's on the street. I mean, I was at Starbucks the other day, and the lady had a little bit of a delay getting my order to me. And she said, well, where are you going? I said, I'm going to work. And I told her about my new position that I'm starting here at Veterans Voice. And she said, hey, my mother, and it became this story about her mom is a veteran, and she's having to sort out all the VA benefits and figure out how to get her elderly mother transitioned here into Colorado. And I really hope she did follow up and connect with our team, because I'm so passionate, and I know most of us here, all of us here are, that we will have that conversation at Starbucks or in line at the grocery store, because we really want to help people.
Yeah. I mean, my wife gets pretty annoyed with me sometimes, because we'll be at a restaurant or a bar or something, and this young kid, I'll have my Special Forces Foundation shirt on, and this young kid will come up to me and asking me, like, you know, how do I get into Special Forces, or how I'm transitioning out, what can I do? And I mean, I have got, like I said, guys with 30 some years in asking me, and then I have a guy that has 3 years in asking me, and I have the same exact conversation with both of them, because mm-hmm. they both deserve the time. And going mm-hmm. off of what you were saying about, you know, I don't deserve that. Like, I don't know how many times in these conversations someone said, well, you know, I haven't been through what you've been through because you know, you were Special Forces and I was so-and-so. And that's where, you know, what it goes off what you were saying of like, no, my brain was wired to do this. Your brain was wired to do that. You cannot compare two people's trauma. Mm-hmm. So if you think that your trauma wasn't bad enough, you're lying to yourself, because
mm-hmm. and you deserve better.
And you deserve to walk through mm-hmm. these doors. You deserve to get help. Mm-hmm. Does not matter how bad or easy your story is. Let us figure that out.
Right.
Because you're still dealing with something, and mm-hmm. we can make you a better person and feel better just by walking these doors. I mean, for gosh sakes, there's an eyeglass place downstairs.
Yeah, we do. We have VOPA right in house, which is veteran optometry. And we have other partners. We have Medicare Mentors mm-hmm. in house, you know, and we do have a lot of partnerships with our behavioral health. For instance, we have yoga and Tai Chi and art expressions where we're partnering with folks in the community who can teach and lead so many modalities, like mm-hmm. past just behavioral health and just transition and employment. We have a whole department coordinator that does nothing but foster and find these excellent partnerships that can really enrich the lives mm-hmm. of the military veteran and military family.
Everybody that's out there that signed the dotted line is worth it. I mm-hmm. don't care what your story was. If you got kicked out of the military, mm-hmm. I don't care.
Right.
You and you know who deserves it the most is your family too,
mm-hmm.
because they see you struggling and they don't know what to do either. So, and your family's worth walking in these doors too, because there's services for children, for mm-hmm. spouses, for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are all worth it out there. So please just come walk through the doors because you deserve it.
Yeah. Sure. We hope to see more folks through our door, and we look forward to bringing more great stories, more great episodes, covering relevant topics for our military and veteran community. And we will see you all next time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner, the Wire Nut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, have you downloaded the VA Health and Benefits mobile app? It makes it easy to manage your health care and benefits. In a newer feature, the app lets you review your VA prescriptions. Download the app on your iPhone or the Google App Store, or wherever you get your mobile apps. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, be wary of those who may try to exploit you for financial gain. Report suspected fraud at va.gov/OIG/hotline.